Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember by Ram Goldar and today Masechta Shavuos Daf Lamed Daled, the fourth parak Shavuos Ha'edus. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Yossi HaGalili proved that Shavuos Ha'edus only applies to monetary claims because the pasuk implies it can be established b'yediyah b'lo ri'iyah, with knowledge without sight, meaning where Adam saw the defendant admitting to a debt without having seen the one itself. Rav Papa asked the Bible, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili disagrees with Rabbi Acha, who rules monetary cases based on circumstantial evidence, which is also knowledge without sight. Rabbi Acha says that if a camel was seen mating, and another camel was found killed near it, we assume this camel killed it because mating camels become violent. If Rabbi Yossi agrees, then Yediyah B'lo Ri'iyah would have an application for Din Nefashos as well, such as the incident of Shim ben Shetach, who saw a person chasing someone into a ruin and found a bloody sword in the pursuer's hand and the victim dying. He told the pursuer, Rasha, mi hargu lazeh, wicked one, who killed this person? O ani, o ata, either I or you. But what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? El amakim yapara mimcha, rather, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish you. A snake immediately bit the murderer and he died. The Gemara explains how Rabbi Yossi can agree with Rabbi Acha. Point number two, Rav Yehuda asks, if someone says, Manam nesicha mifnei ploni uponi, I counted out a mana to you as a loan before ploni and ploni, what is the halacha? Rav Abnunim replied, what did the defendant say? If he denied receiving the money, chusa kafran, he's established as a liar since Adin testified that he did and he can no longer claim the money was his. If he responds that the money was given to him, but it was his, then the testimony is inconsequential. A Toveo once said, I counted a money to you by this pillar, and the Nitva denied ever having been by the pillar. Witnesses testified that he had once relieved himself there, and Reish Lakish ruled, Huksa Kafran, he's established as a liar and must pay. Rav Nachman objected that he was only denying being at this pillar for this transaction, not that he was never there. In another version, Rava argued, Kol milsa de l'rami alei da'inish, any matter which is not incumbent on a person to recall, avidla v'lavadaita, he does without noticing and is not considered a liar for denying it. And point number three, earlier Rabbi Shimon attempted to prove that Shavuos Ha'edus only applies to monetary testimonies by comparing it to Shavuos HaPikadon. However, he said they cannot be compared because Shavuos HaPikadon has two leniencies relative to Shavuos Ha'edus. He must express the Shavuah himself, and a mazid is not obligated in the carbon like a shogeg. Therefore, he concluded that it must be derived through a gezera shava of tachta tachta. In Eretz Yisrael, they ridiculed the text of this brisa. The Gemara discusses at length what they found laughable and suggests that after the Gezer Shavah, the laws of the two categories should match. It explains that Shavuos HaPikadon is not derived to be liable for Mazid because we derive the opposite from Me'ilah, to which it is more similar. But why did he not derive from Pikadon to Shavuos Ha'edus that it, too, is exempt from Mazid? The Gemara answers that Shavuos Ha'edus was written near other passages which both mention V'ne'alam, and it was concealed, meaning shogeg, and did not do so for Shavuos Ha'edus teaching that it is even liable for mazid. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili proved that Shavuos Ha'edus only applies to monetary claims because the pasuk implies it can be established b'yediyah b'lo ri'iyah, with knowledge without sight, meaning where Adam saw the defendant admitting to a debt without having seen the loan itself. Rav Papa asked the Bible, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili disagrees with Rabbi Acha, who rules monetary cases based on circumstantial evidence, which is also knowledge without sight. Rabbi Acha says that if a camel was seen mating, and another camel was found killed near it, we assume this camel killed it because mating camels become violent. If Rabbi Yossi agrees, then Yediyah B'lo Ri'iyah would have an application for Din Nefashos as well, such as the incident of Shim ben Shetach, who saw a person chasing someone into a ruin and found a bloody sword in the pursuer's hand and the victim dying. He told the pursuer, Rasha, mi hargu lazeh, wicked one, who killed this person? O ani, o ata, either I or you. But what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? El amakim yapara mimcha, rather, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish you. A snake immediately bit the murderer and he died. The Gemara explains how Rabbi Yossi can agree with Rabbi Acha. Point number two, Rav Yehuda asks, if someone says, Manam nesicha mifnei ploni uponi, I counted out a mana to you as a loan before ploni and ploni, what is the halacha? Rav Abnunim replied, what did the defendant say? If he denied receiving the money, chusa kafran, he's established as a liar since Adin testified that he did and he can no longer claim the money was his. If he responds that the money was given to him, but it was his, then the testimony is inconsequential. A Toveo once said, I counted a money to you by this pillar, and the Nitva denied ever having been by the pillar. Witnesses testified that he had once relieved himself there, and Reish Lakish ruled, chusa kafran, he's established as a liar and must pay. Rav Nachman objected that he was only denying being at this pillar for this transaction, not that he was never there. In another version, Rava argued, any matter which is not incumbent on a person to recall, he does without noticing and is not considered a liar for denying it. And point number three, earlier Rabbi Shimon attempted to prove that Shavuos HaEdus only applies to monetary testimonies by comparing it to Shavuos HaPikadon. However, he said they cannot be compared because Shavuos HaPikadon has two leniencies relative to Shavuos HaEdus. He must express the Shavuah himself, and a mezid is not obligated in the carbon like a shogeg. Therefore, he concluded that it must be derived through a gezera shava of techta techta. In Eretz Yisrael, they ridiculed the text of this brisa. The Gemara discusses at length what they found laughable and suggests that after the Gezer Shavah, the laws of the two categories should match. It explains that Shavuos HaPikadon is not derived to be liable for Mezid because we derive the opposite from Me'ilah, to which it is more similar. But why did he not derive from Pikadon to Shavuos HaEdus that it, too, is exempt from Mezid? The Gemara answers that Shavuos HaEdus was written near other passages which both mention V'ne'alam, and it was concealed, meaning Shogeg, and did not do so for Shavuos HaEdus' teaching that it is even liable for Mezid. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Lamed Daled, and our standard Siman is a ladder. A ladder, so here goes. The rabbi standing on a ladder who spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin, come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which was the same ladder that debtor denied being at, even though he once tied his shoelace on it, was nervous when he saw a distracted bachur walking towards the ladder trying to figure out which is more similar to Shavuos HaPikadon. Is it Shavuos HaEdus or Me'ilah regarding bringing a carbon? Once again, slow motion. The rabbi standing on a ladder. Ladder? That must be more on Daf Lamed Daled. The rabbi standing on a ladder who spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which reminds us the Gemara discusses ruling on monetary or capital cases based on circumstantial evidence and the incident of Shimon ben Shetach, who saw a person chase someone into a ruin and found a bloody sword in the pursuer's hand and the victim dying. He told the pursuer, "Wicked one, who killed this person? Either I or you. But what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? Ella hamakum yipareb mcha. Rather may Hashem punish you." A snake immediately bit the murderer, and he died. So the rabbi standing on a ladder who spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin, come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which was the same ladder that a debtor denied being at, even though he once tied a shoelace on it, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses the defendant caught lying about an incident which does not prove a debt. Rava argued any matter which is not incumbent upon a person to recall, he does without noticing and is not considered a liar for denying it. So the rabbi standing on a ladder spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin, come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which was the same ladder that a debtor denied being at, even though he once tied a shoelace on it, was nervous when he saw a distracted bachur walking towards the ladder, trying to figure out which is more similar to a Shavuos HaPikadon. Is it Shavuos HaEdus or Me'ilah regarding bringing a carbon? Which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the difference between Shavuos HaEdus and Shavuos HaPikadon regarding bringing a carbon for Mezid and the discussion whether Shavuos HaPikadon is more similar to Me'ilah or to Shavuos HaEdus. So once again, the rabbi standing on a ladder who spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which was the same ladder that a debtor denied being at, even though he once tied his shoelace on it, was nervous when he saw a distracted bachur walking towards the ladder trying to figure out which is more similar to a Shavuos HaPikadon. Is it Shavuos HaEdus or Me'ilah regarding bringing a carbon? All right, so now it's time for four blah bach hazara. Daf Lamed. So the Simmer Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. During the Rebbe's, that must be more on Daf Lamed, Melamed. During the Rebbe's rowdy basin reenactment, when a boy called out, "My sister saw it," and the other kid shouted, "Possible, girls can't give Edus," which reminds us the fourth parak begins, Shavuos HaEdus, the law of the oath of testimony, meaning witnesses who falsely swear they do not know Edus necessary for a monetary case, no heges ban nashim bo ban nashim applies to men and not to women, nor to relatives, nor those who are otherwise disqualified aiding because of a transgression. Ve'eino no heges el beruin la'id, and it only applies to those who are qualified to testify. So, during the Rebbe's rowdy basin reenactment, when a boy called out, "My sister saw it," and the other kid shouted, "Puzzle, girls can't give edus," and another kid who got caught whispering to his friend claimed he was just trying to be done l'chav schos, which reminds us of Braisa Darshan's from Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha, that the Pasuk teaches, "Have edanas chavercha l'chav schos," judge your fellow favorably if you see him doing something questionable. Rav Yosef taught a Braisa Darshaning it, "Am she'itcha b'torah b'mitzvahs," concerning one of your nation who is with you in Torah mitzvahs, "hishtadu l'duno yafe," ensure that you judge him well. Rashi explains that Talmud Chochem's case should be judged before his simpletons.
So, during the Rebbe's rowdy basin reenactment, when a boy called out, "My sister saw it," and the other kid shouted, "Puzzle, girls can't give edus," and another kid who got caught whispering to his friend claimed he was just trying to be Donald Chavschuz, the boy judges let the boy playing the Tzumah Rabban litigant sit, and invited the kid playing his opponent, the Amaharetz, to do the same, which reminds us, Rabbi Rav Huna said that when a Tzumah Rabban, a young scholar, and an unlearned person are opponents in a court case, we seat the Tzumah Rabban and also invite the Amaharetz to sit. If he stands, there's no concern.
Daf Lamed Aleph, so the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge as the Siman, a judge. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law, judge. The judge who was telling a student not to stand next to a witness to scare a Baal Chov, which reminds us, a Braisa lists 13 activities which are prohibited in Beis Din because they violate Midvar Shecher Tirchok, distance yourself from falsehood, including using false methods to bring about correct ruins. For example, if a teacher tells a student, who knows he would never lie for money, that someone owes him money but he only has one witness against him, the student cannot stand with the witness even silently to give the impression there are two witnesses, thereby causing the defendant to admit his debt. So the judge who was telling a student not to stand next to a witness to scare a Baal Chov was interrupted by the noise outside of a man swearing on his own that he doesn't know Eidus, which reminds us, Gemara brings a Machlokas about Mushma Mifiatzmo outside of Beis Din. So the judge who was telling a student not to stand next to a witness to scare a Baal Chov was interrupted by the noise outside of a man swearing on his own that he doesn't know Eidus, who kept repeating himself, becoming chai for each Shavua when you repeat it once more. In Beis Din, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that Shavuos Eidus only applies if the litigant first tells them, come and testify for me, but not if they swear on their own. Shmuel adds that even if he was running after them and they swore, they would be exempt. If he was mashpia them five times outside of Beis Din, and when they came to Beis Din, they again denied knowing testimony, they are chai for each and every Shavua. Daf Lamed Beis, so the similar Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist in the lab, that must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientist in the lab measuring the time lapse between two people who denied knowing Eidus to determine if the second Eidus was Betoch Edei Dibur, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if both Eidim denied knowing testimony Bepasachas, simultaneously they're both liable. If they denied one after the other, the second is exempt, since his Eidus would not have sufficed to require payment. The Gemara wonders how their denial could have been simultaneous, Ha'iv Shalot Samson, but it's impossible to be so precise. Rav Chista answers that this Mishnah falls Rabbi Yossi, holds Efshalot Samson. Rabbi Yochanan answers differently. The two denials were made, but Toch Kedei Dibur, within the time required for a statement, and Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur, considered like part of the previous statement, and considered simultaneous. So the scientist in the lab measuring the time lapse between two people who denied knowing Eidus to determine if the second Eidus was Betoch Edei Dibur picked up a signal that a single witness who denied knowing Eidus was a case of Davar Hagor Mamon Kamamon Dami, which reminds us, in a braisa, the Tanna Kamma says, Mashbi Eid Echod Pater, one who's Mashbi a single witness to testify for him, and he falsely denies knowing Eidus, the Eid is exempt. Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon says he's liable. The Gemara concludes that all Tanaim agree that a single witness can only force a defendant to swear not to pay. However, since most people would opt to pay rather than swear, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon holds davar hagorm lamamun kamamun dami, something which likely causes a payment of money, is considered like directly requiring payment of money. So this witness is considered as having withheld monetary testimony. The Tanna Kamma holds gorm lamamun is not like mamun, so a single aid is not liable for denying aidus. So, the scientist in the lab measuring the time lapse between two people who denied knowing Eidus to determine if the second Eidus was Betoch Edei Dibur picked up a signal that a single witness who denied knowing Eidus was a case of Davar Gormo Mamun Kamamun Dami, but were confounded regarding what to do when someone grabbed a silver bar, admitted he grabbed it, but claimed it was his. Which reminds us, Abai said there is a case where everyone agrees a single witness is liable for denying testimony because his Eidus would have required payment, such as the case of Rabbi Abba. A man grabbed a silver bar from someone and the case came before Rabbi Abba. One witness testified to the grabbing and the defendant responded, yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed that, which is mine. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the similar Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-legged pirates. Peg-legged pirates? That must be on Daf Lamed Gimel. Peg-legged pirate. The peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Eidus about the theft which required the thief to pay kanas, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Mashpia Eidi kanas, Mahu, if one is Mashpia witnesses to a claim for a penalty payment, what is the halacha? The question is only relevant according to the Rabban, who hold Modeb Knas V'Achar Chabo Edim Pater. If one admits in a penalty case and witnesses come afterwards to testify, he's still exempt from paying. Otherwise, the Knas is identical to a standard monetary claim. So the peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Edus about the theft, which would require the thief to pay Knas, were amused when the pirates looking for Edus that they are pirates Miuchasim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one tells Edim, I must be a you, that you should come and testify that I'm a Kohen or a Levi or that he's not a Halal, or he's Mashbiya them to testify that someone else is a Kohen or the others, they're not liable. In a brisa, Tanaim present four different sources that ain't a kas medabre al betvias mamun. The pasuk of Shmuel say Edus only discusses a monetary claim. So the peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Edus about the theft which would require the thief to pay Knas were amused when the pirates looking for Edus that they are pirates miuchasim were splashed by a pirate with a harsha'a to make Edim swear for his friend, which reminds us, Shmuel explains that Edim would be liable for a monetary claim made on someone else's behalf, Bavoba Harsha'ah, where he comes to Basin with the power of attorney authorized in a shtar, which provides him the legal status of the Tovea.
All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff to discuss once swearing not to eat 9 figs and then not to eat 10, or the reverse? That's on Dav? Chavchas. Good. Number two, which stuff to discuss one annulling a shvua after eating the forbidden loaf? That's on Dav? Chavchas. Good. Number three.
Which daf with machukz about mushba mifiasmo outside of Basin? That's on daf. Lamanal.
Good. Number four.
Which daf do we discuss shvuas pikadon, whether it's closer to shvuas eidus or meiwa regarding bringing a carbon for a mazi? That's on daf. Lamadalad.
Good. Number five.
Which stuff brings 13 activities which are prohibited in Basin because they violate Bidvar Shecher Tircha, distance yourself from falsehood? That's on Daf. Laman Aleph.
Good. Number six. Which stuff in the Betzedek Tishpat Amisecha teaches have you done as a Chavercha Chav Schus? You should judge your fellow favorably. That's on Daf. Lamed. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do we learn that when one swears he saw a flying camel, we do not say he saw a large bird, which he calls camel? That's on Daf. Chavtas. Good. Number eight.
Which daf do we learn that any matter which is not incumbent on a person to recall, he does without noticing and is not considered a liar for denying it? That's on daf. Amadalad.
Good. Number nine.
Which daf do you discuss ruling on monetary or capital cases based on circumstantial evidence and the incident with Shem ben Shetach who saw a murderer emerge from a ruin? That's on daf. Amadalad.
Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn how to treat a tsumer rabban who's a litigant or an aide? That's on Daf. Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.